At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's a beautiful, blustery Monday in Cleveland, except for the Cleveland Browns, who now fall to 3-9 of the season. Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How was your extended break, the holiday, everything that was it everything you wanted it to be?
Yes, because okay, by the end of it, the Wilsons were sick of each other.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah. Like by the end of it, by like yesterday evening, we had all had it. We all knew what our games were. We knew the tricks and we said, okay, let's get back to work.
Yeah. Okay, so that makes me feel a lot better. On Saturday, I was at the auto body shop. I had to get a repair to my car, and it was a thing where I thought they were just going to check it out and then schedule for another day, and it was like an hour and a half in, and they're like, well, we can do it in like an hour, so we'll go ahead and do that. And I'm like, all right, you said an hour, and then it turned out to be like 2.5 hours, mm-hmm. But I'm sitting there all day long, and I'm like, I'm watching the Ohio State-Michigan game like from this auto repair shop, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Not a bad way to watch a sporting event. It's me. Nobody else. I'm just sitting here on my phone. I got peace and quiet. Not a bad thing, really.
It's pretty much not me bad. In my office every Sunday and most Saturdays. And like this week, you can understand, Saturday, kids wanted to go see Wicked for Good. I absolutely have nothing in any of those movies, but I love my children.
I heard it was for bad.
So it was just for worse than the original.
Okay,
I think is maybe the better way to put it. It wasn't awful, but it just wasn't as good as the original. Again, I don't like either of them, but my point is, you get where I'm going. But anyways, so I forgot, though, because I was like, wow, it's a two-hour movie. We'll get to the matinee. We'll be home right in time for kickoff. I forgot about the 30 minutes of previews. So I mistimed it by 30 minutes. So I missed, and obviously the game doesn't kick off at noon. So we're okay.
It wasn't until about like 12:15 or so.
So we really only missed like 8 minutes of the first quarter. But if there's ever any way that I can show that I love my children, that would be it. I missed the first 8 minutes of a game that every year I make sure nothing interferes with this.
Was there no earlier times?
No, we got the earliest time.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't. It's a questionable call at best, but you got to do what you got to do.
Now, this being said,
that was like the juicy part for Michigan, by the way. The first 8 minutes,
it really was. Yeah, it was.
Everyone just kind of shows what kind of belief you had in the game itself.
I knew.
And I think deep down, that's kind of where I was at with it too. I think deep down, we just kind of all knew where that game was going.
Now, I don't think we knew where the San Francisco game was going, because once again, the Browns under Kevin Stefanski in 2025 have shown impressive ways to lose games.
They continue to. So yesterday was odd because it felt like everyone just wanted to yell about the special teams, and I want to yell about special teams, but I don't want to do 5 hours about yelling about special teams.
You sure?
Like, yeah, that doesn't sound like a good time to me. When I got into this business, I didn't get into this to yell about special teams for 5 hours. Bubba Ventrone sucks. Tell me what else is new. You know, what else do I need to see from this man to tell me that the special teams isn't going to be good, hasn't been good, and won't continue to be good?
Yeah, I mean, I actually don't think Bubba is an atrocious coach. Like, we've had some coaches where it's like, who is the dipstick offensive line coach?
Andy Dickerson.
The dude lasted a month on the
job.
He
looked like Bob Ross.
And got blown out of Cleveland.
Couldn't trust anyone with that hairstyle.
Now, there is a catch-22 here of, do they have enough special teams enforcers, aces, whatever you want to call it, or is Bubba just bad at his job? You can have that conversation. My thing is, you either coach it or you allow it. That's like the number one cliche I've heard players say to me. So at some point, it's not about Bubba Ventrone. At some point, it's not about an offensive line coach or a quarterback's coach. No, at some point, if the team keeps making the same mistakes, it's two things. One, you're not very talented, but the more damning is you're not very well coached. And that's like, I can level Andrew Berry for what he has done the last 6 years, and it has not been good enough. He's been worse at his job than Kevin Stefanski has been at his job. But specific to yesterday, well, those special teams gaffes, that's the third game this season lost single-handedly by special teams gaffes. That is no longer on Bubba Ventrone. It's the guy who says, hey, we got a lot of, I mean, we got accountability out the yin-yang, and then the team continues to go make the same mistakes.
I mean, the 49ers covered 16, 32, and 18 yards for their three touchdowns. I mean, what are you going to do in that situation? I mean, it's not as if Brock Purdy was good in this game. It's that you gave him great field position, and then you screwed the pooch. And there are some plays I'd like to break down. There really are. Like Corley, I think that's a coaching mistake. I think not having the understanding and awareness to let the ball just go out of bounds in that moment, I don't know what else to call that but a lack of coaching there. Other things, though, like Gage Larvedan, it's on the coaches, not because Gage Larvedan missed the ball. It's because why is Gage Larvedan the one that's the returning player on that kick anyway?
Mm-hmm.
He was in straight clothes 3 weeks ago, and he's the guy that's relied upon for this?
So, all right, this again, I'm not letting Bubba Ventrone off the hook, but at some point, the head coach takes victory laps within the media by saying, we don't fire people within the season because we're above that. Well, then you lose three games on special teams almost the identical same way. You have massive gigantic plays that either you're giving up or that you yourself are giving away. I'll be honest with you, the number one play that pissed me off to no end, the number one reason why it's getting harder and harder to defend Kevin Stefanski, and I say that as a guy who has bashed Kevin Stefanski the last 2 years, that fourth and one call.
Yeah.
At your own 30. That's a fireable play. It's not going to get him fired, not at least today, but going for it on fourth and one in a game that is still relatively close with a quarterback who in the first half played as well as any quarterback has played this year for you. To basically take the game out of the player's hands, I thought it was the quintessential moment of galaxy braining. I don't know what the hell you were thinking. You've been playing a field position game all game long, and then you get down by what is manageable late in the game or midway through the game, and you go ahead and you go for it on fourth and one on a play that, I'm sorry, logic tells you they didn't practice it because nobody looked like they knew what they were doing. That, to me, that's the play where I kind of turned on Kevin in the game and I was like, all right, Jack, what in the blue hell are you doing?
So it was the play call that I get the maddest about. It's not necessarily going for it on fourth and one in that situation, because we see teams all across the NFL, they'll go for it in that situation, and we've seen the Browns go for it in that situation previously. It's the idea that you're doing a direct snap to Harold Fannin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't get cute in that moment. The only way you see this mess up, like, it's such a simple thing, you just have to get a yard. It's either a Shador Sanders, you take the ball and you do it yourself, and basically you do a glorified touch push, or you hand the ball off to Judkins and you do it really, really quickly and you go for it. Like, but you don't do a direct snap to Fannin. That's not the time to get cute there.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think it's the whole thing. It would have been much more defendable if they had just done the wildcat there. But the point is, the idea that the special teams had already set the defense up for failure by perpetually putting San Francisco in an ideal spot. And in fairness, an elite defense gets at least a stop there on one of the many times that San Francisco got the ball in the best possible scenario. And you didn't. So that needs to be said as well.
So what's funny, though, is this is the part where Stefanski thinks that he's actually an aggressive head coach. I think he gets confused as to what aggressive is. I think when he is throwing 5 yards, passes, he thinks that's a different version. But this, he's consistently been, in the time that he's been here, he will go for this play. We've seen him do it time and time again. They've gone for 11 fourth and one plays this year. Like, he lives for that. That's seventh most in the NFL. This is what he does. It's just, don't get cute in that moment.
Well, I think in cute is a...
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The 30-yard line. If it's at the 50-yard line, I'm much more amiable to it. If it is at, if it's 10 yards down the field, for the better, I totally am fine with it. It is at your own 30 when your defense is fighting for its life out there and has been set up to fail all day long. And at some point, you have to do the players. Like, and by the way, there were moments where I'm like, oh, they're aggressive. They're trying to win this game. Right? That, like, I was loading up to get so pissed at the end of the first half because I'm like, they're going to go for three. They're playing for three. And then they made the big play to Fannin, which was a non-typical play. Loved it. Uh-huh. And then you had the 4th-and-1. That's a very... And then at
and
other
you went
points...
the two-point conversion.
At the other points, you're playing field... It's like, no. You either are playing the field position game all game long outside of a play at the end of the first half, or you're going to let that game slip away on top of just endless gaffes on special teams. And it's not just on special teams, but predominantly on special teams.
Yeah, no, I think this is, again, it's an odd quirk of Stefanski, is that we've seen him go for this 4th-and-1 play. We've seen him do it even on the 30 like that. It's something that he feels very strongly, and we just haven't seen him blow up in his face this way. We've never really seen him try to get like a trick play off of it. And that, I don't even know what he thought Fannin was going to do. Was that supposed to be just a direct snap and then Fannin jump over and make his own tush push play? Is that what he was going for?
I would imagine it was just he was going to go for some low angle, get the snap, and just kind of wedge his way
in
there.
We've never seen Fannin do that. Is the problem with that? Like, why is that? The problem is with the actual play call itself. To me, is I don't know why that's the call there, and it did. It absolutely it was game blouses when that happened.
I think my frustration is there was, and Browns fans, you don't want to hear this today. I know you don't want. There's a lot of good in that game. I thought Shador in the first half had the best half of, I think, any quarterback that I can think of. Like, in terms of him doing what Kevin wanted to do, mm-hmm. while also making a big play or two, like, that's the way that should look with the way Kevin wants it done. So that was a lot of good. Carson Schwesinger, that guy's a hell of a football
player. Even within,
player.
Like, Shador, they didn't make any adjustments off of that. Like, did you hear any of Judkins in the post game? Like, Judkins, it was outstanding. He's like, yeah, so in the first half, they just went with their four-man front. They didn't do any blitzes, weren't aggressive at all in any sort of way, and so that's why I had a lot of carries. And then in the second half, where they had all 40 rushing yards the entire half, Judkins is like, yeah, they put 8 and 9 guys in the box. They completely changed, and they kept going back to me.
Well,
it's like, okay, like, shouldn't you have to alter your approach? You see Sala almost set him up in order to have that poor second half the way that they did.
Not just that. In the first half, you weren't just running on first and second down. You were passing on first down and then running on second down. You were mixing it up, and then it felt like in the second half they said, all right, we're going back to running on first and second down.
Well, you know what it was? Here's the problem, is that the drive right before the half that we discussed, still in the first half, that was 9 straight running plays before Shador threw the ball to Harold Fannin. 9 straight, Nick. 9 straight running plays.
Is that not good?
That's not balanced football, I'll tell you that much. It was like right at the spot where the broadcast crew was like, hey, they've been on a really balanced game between the run and the pass. They just decided to completely eject from the pass button.
216-474-0092. That game was a much more competitive game that was blown wide open by a couple of coaching gaffes in the second half. And that's the stuff. That's like the third or fourth time that I can say that, where in a game where I'll let players make mistakes, I'll let Corley make mistakes, I'll let Larvadane make mistakes, I don't want my own coaching staff to crack open a game and just give it to the other team.
Yeah, but this is the Stefanski special.
This year,
it's like on like a lunch menu, the Stefanski special. I'll order that one. It's the one where you continually show us different ways to not only just fail and put teams in awful situations. I don't know how he does it. Seriously, every game it feels like we're in, he finds some new way to just vomit all over his shoes. It's incredible.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.